It is Review Extra. Neil Atkinson being joined by Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers. And there's two games we want to talk about. It's interesting that they've actually ended up thematically similar. We picked them in advance of this, but there's a similar tale that goes on across the two of them. So the first one is Brentford versus Manchester City, and the second one, it's non-chronological, is Leeds United versus Tottenham Hotspur. Starting off with the Brentford game. Sean, I'll come to you first on it. What I think is quite interesting in the Brentford game is that the Manchester City manager, I'd argue, goes with what is probably amongst his most expansive 11s at this point. He's Foden and Reinders as double 8-10s. He's Savinho and Barber's as wide winger types that he likes. Obviously, Haaland up front, Nico O'Reilly, Gvardiol, Diaz and Nunes. That's what he goes with for this. And as I say, I think given his current options, I don't think he can be that much more expansive when he picks an 11.
No, the interesting thing with Guardiola is you could almost guarantee that with any side that he puts out, he would have a set of five and build up. So he might build out with a two and then use his goalkeeper like almost like a third centre back, and then have three in front, or he might have a three and a two. But either way, he would jig his build out phase around five in the first two lines. And then ahead of that, your traditional Pep way would almost be like two tens and three in front of that. And there are times where he has changed that and had a three and a two in the forward lines. But I suppose a typical Pep setup would be using Ederson as almost like a fourth defender and having a three at the back in build-up, two in front, maybe invert a full-back, pick two very attacking midfielders that would traditionally be a 10, and then ahead of that have your three. Now, whether it's him, whether it's the influence of the new backroom staff, not really sure, but I thought they've looked a lot more this season 4-3-3.